2SER 107.3. You're listening to the Tuesday Daily. My name is Alex James. Thanks so much for listening in. Of course, this is an election year, and with the new year comes Labor's promise to overhaul the dole and welfare program if it wins the election. Our current model, the $7 billion job active system, has had many critics, including MPs, academics, and organizations such as the Council of Small Businesses Australia. Can we expect meaningful change to these programs? Joining us now to discuss the issue is Owen Bennett, President of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Is there any data to suggest the effectiveness of the scheme? How reliable is it?
How reliable is what, sorry?
How reliable is the new scheme that Labor is planning to bring in?
Well, at the moment, there's no real details on what the ALP is proposing. What they are talking about is redesigning the employment services contract, which is who we know as Job Active, and they're talking about a redesign of the Work for the Dole program, which are two things that are really at bare minimum of what is required. Just talking about Work for the Dole, what we need in that regard is not a redesign, but actually a complete overhaul. The Work for the Dole program needs to be scrapped, and I think both sides of government need to commit to abandoning all forced activities on unemployed workers, because they've been proven to be ineffective and punitive, and in the case of Work for the Dole, extremely dangerous.
What kind of changes do you think that Labor should be looking to implement in this new scheme?
Well, I think unemployed workers need to be treated with dignity. I think for too long, unemployed workers have been treated like they've been convicted of some sort of crime. But being unemployed is not a crime. It's something that's actually the fault of successive governments' failure to create enough work to go around. So I think there has to be a complete readjustment of the way we approach unemployed workers, and that needs to begin with a new employment services contract. And I think the basis of that should be that there should be no mutual obligation activities. Activities should be voluntary, and there should be decent accredited training activities as well, because at the moment, the Work for the Dole activity, it's completely pointless and dangerous. So in a lot of activities, you're working in an op shop, you're not actually gaining any skill. And a lot of, as we found in a recent report, 64% of these sites don't meet basic safety standards, which is, you know, a complete disgrace that this is happening at the moment in Australia. So I think we've seen that the forced compliance activity model has failed, and we need to introduce a new model that actually respects unemployed workers, treats them with dignity, and gives them a meaningful choice about what activity would suit them. And on that note, we're advocating that the government introduce accredited training that's available to all unemployed workers, that's voluntary, and also an expanded employment fund, which means that unemployed workers can actually have a meaningful choice about what steps they take to retrain and to increase their prospects in finding work.
You mentioned before that it could be it's currently dangerous. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Certainly. Well, recently in 2017, the amount of Work for the Dole injuries went up 5 times, and that's just reported injuries. And according to a government report, which they commissioned, run by Ernst Young, they did an audit, they found that 64% of sites are dangerous. So that means more than half of people doing Work for the Dole are actually subjected to a dangerous work site. And as a result, as I said, we're seeing a huge spike in injuries. And also the tragic death of Josh Park Singh at his Work for the Dole site in Toowoomba. So what we've seen is a completely unregulated industry that's been created for the benefit of private companies that run these sites, and the private companies that run the employment services agencies. They're all making millions of dollars off the back of unemployed workers, and they're not even bothering to make sure these activities are safe. So I don't know why the government is talking and the opposition are talking about Work for the Dole need to be needs to be changed or tweaked. It needs to be completely scrapped because it's endangering unemployed workers every day. And what we need to be introduced is actually a system that gives unemployed workers a meaningful choice about what activities they want to undertake that'll help them in their search for work. Nobody wants to be unemployed.
Everyone wants to
find work. They just need to be given a helping hand in finding that work, not a stick that hits them over the head. One of the real dangerous things about the forced compliance regime of this government is that if you don't agree to do work for the dole, then you face a penalty. And that means your meager entitlement will be taken away from you. And that entitlement's already about $300 per fortnight below the poverty line. So there's a lot of people living in fear out there that if they don't attend their dangerous work for the dole site, they're going to not be able to eat that day. So it's a system built on fear. It needs to be changed to a system that's actually built on trust, where unemployed workers feel like they can get a helping hand rather than a stick over their head.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for your insight, Owen.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Owen there, from the president of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, chatting to us about Labor's promise to change the dole and welfare program if it wins the election.